Hello, my loves. So tonight, after work, I decided what would be a great thing for me to do as a single mom with no children for the evening. End result being, I got my very first ever Brazilian wax. Now, I'm sure you guys listening out there have no input on the matter. I mean, you don't care. What do you care? All you got is a smooth pussy to play with. And you're fine with that. But you gals out there, tell me, what were your thoughts? What was the pain level? What were you thinking as you were laying there spread eagle for a stranger applying hot wax to your pussy lips and asshole and feeling them rip it off? I mean, I have to know what else other people thought, because personally, I felt almost like pieces of my soul were being ripped off with each strip of wax. While, I mean, nothing beats being as smooth as a baby's bottom, but I gotta tell ya, oh my gosh, the aftermath. I mean, the ripping off of the wax was yikes, but the pain relief was pretty immediate in those sections. Now, I'm a few hours post pussy waxing, and I have to say, I'm feeling a bit tender. I did take some Motrin, I'm not gonna lie. I do have a very high pain tolerance, but this was something unexpected. I was like, you know, it must be comparative to, like, you know, I could probably compare it to an eyebrow wax. No, that's not a thing. It's not a thing that happens. While you get the smooth, beautiful effect, there are definitely different areas of the body, much more sensitive between your legs, as we all know. I mean, that's a known fact. I just wasn't fully prepared for just how sensitive that area is. I mean, let's take a trip to the fact that you've got this stranger between your legs, like, parting you like it's nothing. It's no big deal. It's their job. And if you're lucky enough to find someone who can maintain some semblance of professionalism, it's not a big deal. But, yeah, I mean, what do you do when you got this smoking hot chick and you don't even know her, and she's just down there just doing work, and she's just applying wax and pulling it off, and she's talking to you, you know, about the weather, about your family, about your children? Do you carry on that conversation and act as if nothing's happening? Because I sure did. Tonight I made a new friend. We both discovered that we live the life of exaggeration. I tend to embellish on things a bit. Like, I might say that, you know, I feel like it's been 4 years since I've heard from any of you with some input for my show. You know, that would be one of the Stephanie exclusives, the gross exaggeration. I decided that, you know, why not just embrace it? Just embrace myself for who I am, the exaggerator. So anyways, my new friend, I'm gonna call her Pussy Waxer. I guess in the world of that business, she is an anesthetician, I suppose. I apologize for my ignorance. I am a nurse. I'm in the medical profession. I'm not fully prepared to pretend that I am cognizant of the titles that they use in that profession. I want to say anesthetist. Correct me if I'm wrong. But she did phenomenal. She was this gorgeous little thing. And she was just like, oh, don't worry. It's not a big deal. I do this. This is my job. We all have the same parts. And, you know, just don't worry about it. So she made me feel comfortable. I was a little bit concerned. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a mom. I have two kids. A lot of people have seen my vagina. But I still had some tiny bit of hope for modesty. Well, there was none. I mean, even to the fact that I had to roll onto my side and hold up my ass cheek for her to wax my ass cheek, the nether regions. The regions people shouldn't be waxing. All around, it was a great experience. Minus what I felt like I was getting was, you know, like second degree burns, full thickness to my labia. But overall, it was a great experience. Highly recommend it. If you're a fan of the smooth vagina, fellas, get the girls, you know, a gift certificate. Drop those hints. Ladies, if you're a fan of keeping it clean, I highly recommend it. To that end, how many of you guys are not fans of the smooth, hairless vagina? How many of you are still into, like, the hair? Like, how many of you are still into that hair look? That 70s bush? The clean but still present pubic hair? You know, the landing strips. What are you into? How many of you can safely say that you would most definitely pass on a bare naked pussy with little to no pubic hair? How many of you would? Out of curiosity, fill me in, you know, let me know what works for you guys. Pubic hair or no pubic hair? Clean bush. I guess that's a pretty extreme in between, but yeah, let me know. I mean, if you care to be specific, you can say, hey, I like it cleaned up, trimmed, a nice landing strip, maybe an arrow pointing south, who knows. But let me know. I've got this morbid curiosity and I feel the need to know. So fill your girl in. Good night, creeps.